welcome to this All About Thailand special edition podcast. Well, good morning, and I hope everybody is just fine. Now, in the last podcast, we spoke about the arrival into Bangkok and the amount of excitement before we go down to Pattaya. But now, what is Christmas like in Bangkok? This absolutely amazing city, wondrous city. So anyway, let's go and find out. So come on, let's do it. Well, Christmas in Bangkok. Now, I remember my very, very first Christmas in Bangkok. I was blown away by the shopping malls of the Lake Terminal 21. There's so many of them, actually. And Central World as well, and the Icon Siam. You know, all of them really were just decked out so much with such a Christmas feel. And it was overwhelming, to be honest with you. And, you know, all the bars and the sort of the nightclubs. And everywhere you went, there was this theme of Christmas. Starting about now, to be honest, if not a week or so ago, Thailand loves Christmas. Even though it's a Buddhist country, they get very involved in Christmas, and the hotels of getting quite full. The flights are definitely full. The airports are stacked, obviously. Now, from everybody really coming in from all over the world. But what are they actually coming to Bangkok for? The Christmas. Christmas in Bangkok is just amazing. What's the best way to make the most of Christmas in Bangkok? I suppose really would be in a way to sort of go to the malls. That's amazing. Visit malls like sort of Central World and Siam Paragon. They're known for their decorations and sort of festive events. You can enjoy special dinners at many hotels and restaurants. They do offer an amazing amount of diverse cuisines. Plus Christmas dinners. Now, I would suggest you book in advance to avoid disappointment, especially at this time of the year. Get onto the internet or call them. You can attend events like all the sort of concerts and all the Christmas events that are happening around the city. There's just so many of them. You know, I could be caught talking for sort of hours with regards to just how many there are. And you can actually even go to church. Thailand has, and especially Bangkok, has many sort of Christian churches. You can attend evening mass or Christmas Day services, which is absolutely amazing. And you can experience the rooftop bars. Now, the rooftop bars, they are brilliant. You can see everything that's going on and see all these sort of bright coloured lights, Christmas things around the whole of Bangkok whilst having a Christmas dinner and a selection of fantastic wines and spirits and beers. You're just going to love it. Or get down to street level and get involved with the sort of areas like Soi Nana and Khao San Road, just as an example. There are plenty more. And enjoy the lively atmosphere with the street vendors and the performances and also the bars as well. But you could also give back and help charities, which is always a good thing. But what you should remember really is Bangkok's Christmas sort of celebrations, that they are diverse. So tailor your experience to your sort of preferences in a way. And whether it's cultural exploration or more a sort of Western style sort of celebration, really. Well, we have reached that time in the show where I would like to welcome all our new subscribers to the podcast. Thank you ever so much for subscribing. And I'd like to put out a bit of a thank you to our existing listeners as well. Now, you may be wondering about the sound quality, or you may not be. It's not up to our usual standard. It does sound a bit echoey. It's just because of the nature of where and the way that I am traveling at the moment. And I'm going from place to place. And this, where I'm actually staying currently at the moment, the room is quite small, so it is a bit echoey. So I'm sort of, in a sense, moving about. So you will get this. So anyway, I'm going to talk a little bit more about, let's say, individual places in Bangkok and how they spend their Christmases. What is Christmas like in Soi Nana in Bangkok? I mean, Soi Nana is sort of located in Bangkok, sort of Sukhumvit area, and it's known for its sort of vibrant nightlife and entertainment. And and during Christmas, you can expect a lively atmosphere with the bars and clubs and restaurants, all getting into the sort of festive spirit, really. Many venues have special Christmas themed events and decorations. You're likely to find a mixed amount of sort of like locals and tourists all enjoying the holiday season in the sort of urban sort of nightlife and sort of centric sort of setting, really. And a great place to experience the sort of cosmopolitan side of Bangkok during Christmas. And it sort of continues late into the night, and there are quite a few places that have really good bands, and me and Kung, we absolutely love listening to live bands. Khao Sam Road is a famous street in the district of Bangkok. And it's renowned for its sort of bustling sort of nightlife, its sort of budget accommodations, street food stores, vibrant atmosphere and things like that. But it's also very popular and has been amongst sort of backpackers. And it does offer a sort of variety of bars and shops for this very diverse range of travellers from all over the world. You know, but it's always a lively and an energetic place. But you know, it's especially known for sort of its vibrant sort of atmosphere, really, in a sense, the Christmas holidays, where you expect sort of lively street sort of celebrations, and you can see the street decorations and all these various sort of festivities, and the women dressed up in many of the bars like Santa Claus, really getting into the Christmas spirit. Well, in a way, it's quite a unique blend of Thai culture and festive spirit, you know, that you really just must experience. Well, Bangkok really has the sort of like the sort of festive vibe, doesn't it? You know, as a host city, Bangkok, the city that never sleeps, takes on a special glow during the sort of Christmas season. As I mentioned about the streets at the Khao San Road, it comes alive with the lights. And, you know, to be honest, sort of like going into sort of like your luxury sort of getaways, really. You know, if you're looking for a sort of a really sort of indulgent experience, Bangkok's luxury hotels are ready to make Christmas quite memorable when you think about it. From iconic names like the Mandarin Hotel, or in modern times like the Siam, and these establishments sort of blend that sort of Thai hospitality with sort of opulent sort of surroundings, creating a sort of heaven of tranquility amidst the bustling city, in a way. That's just a very funny way that I phrased it, but you know, you do have a real charm for those seeking a sort of more sort of intimate setting. Bangkok sort of boasts like a plethora of unique hotels with, you know, amazing characters. I mean, imagine celebrating Christmas in a charming residence like the Alasan Villa, where it's a sort of traditional sort of Thai sort of architecture meets a modern sort of elegance. That really is an amazing place. And it's one, getting back to what I said about these sort of hidden gems that actually are around Bangkok, you know, and away from the city, sort of like the hustle and bustle as well, you know. But you know, you can embrace the backpacker spirit, of course, if you want to. There are guest houses along the Khao San Road, and I think one of them is such as Nap Park Hostel. This is a good one, and Lub Di. They're sort of affordable sort of stays. Or you can really sort of go for the sort of the cultural, in a sense, experiences, where sort of beyond the sort of typical stay, you immerse yourself in Bangkok's sort of rich culture. And amongst these sort of accommodations and unique experiences, like traditional Thai sort of dance performance and festive cooking classes as well, you know, it's just so much going on. But really, you know, if I sort of bringing it together, really, whether you're sort of like unwinding in a luxurious sort of suite, or soaking in the charm of a sort of boutique hotel, or embracing the sort of budget-friendly bus of Khao San Road. Oh, I just love Khao San Road. And, you know, sort of, it's just, this is what you should think about and get involved in when it comes to the hotels. Well, anyway, we're nearly approaching the end of the podcast, and I've got a story, and I know how much you love the stories. Well, you know, I know how much you love the stories. Now, this story really is when we had our first Christmas in Bangkok. We really enjoyed it. We were sort of like journeying through the sort of lively sort of markets, and where we come across the aroma of the street food together, and we sort of like sampled all the food, and there were different sort of fragrant curries as well, and spring rolls, and the unique sort of fusion of food that Bangkok really does have to offer. And the streets, they literally came alive with the sort of like dazzling lights. And anyway, sort of Kung, well, we both had found this hidden sort of rooftop bar with a panoramic view of the city. And, you know, we just enjoyed sort of drinking under the lights and seeing, you know. And then Kung suggested that we go to one of the local temples adorned with the Christmas lights. It was such a sort of serene atmosphere, and it did sort of provide a bit of a sort of stark contrast in a way to the sort of lively events that we were going to sort of like during the night. And, you know, and it's this kind of sort of like the cultural exchange as well, which was just so sort of vibrant. And anyway, it was starting to get sort of like a little bit late, and it was going to be almost heading towards sort of Christmas Day, and we realized that you know, it's now time to get back and get some sleep before we get up in the morning. And well, say in the morning, it is the morning, but get up and have just a few hours sleep and embark on our Christmas Day. But Christmas in Bangkok is really, really magic. So anyway, we are at the end of the podcast. Thank you ever so much for listening, and please remember, stay safe. Love you all.